Ah, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome again to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, China, Israel, Mexico, Pakistan, my Lord, Argentina, Austria, Canada, all of the states, the United States. I'm telling you, more than 200 countries, 50 states, every nation, every continent. Wherever there's internet, wherever there's computer, wherever there's social media. Glory to God. We are being heard, and to God be the glory. I want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God is using. Such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. Do you know that this man of God, through all of his personal appearances on television, radio, and the World Wide Web, has won more than 1 million personal decisions to the Lord? Soul winners have made the public decision for the Lord through and by. Glory be to God, God using the ministry that God has given to him. So at this time, we invite all of you to be a participant. And at this time, now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. It's wonderful to be here tonight, and always I want to present myself before you as a lamb. Amen. I hope you all can hear me tonight. As a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess, God bless all of you on the blog line. We're here for a purpose. And anytime you have a purpose behind something, it's more advantageous to have it. Amen. It's a purpose behind this. We're here to give God praise. I'm so excited because people have been those people who have been blocked for years and centuries and eras from holding hands and praying together and thanking God together, because the devil tries his best to keep God's people apart. They no longer will allow the devil to keep them apart. So the Church of God in Christ, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterian, the Apostolics, the Word of Faith, the Independents and all kinds of denominations, the Catholics, the Jesus only, the Church of Christ and everybody else, they're coming together to give God praise together and to pray together. See, the enemy has blocked us for centuries, eras, and now someone, I don't know who it was, but prophesied in the last day there'll be a great revival. One of the things I believe that will cause it, and when people no longer allow the enemy to divide God's people. For together we stand, and divided we fall. Y'all can say what you want to say, but if the leaders of the church worldwide, if we had come together against the same-sex marriage, men marrying men and women marrying women, they never could have passed that. They never. If we had just come together and joined together. Let me give you an example. When the gay rights marched on the White House, it influenced those politicians, the Congress and the Senate, so much they were afraid to vote against them because they were united together. And I'm trying to tell all of us that we as Christians can come together so strongly, that they'll be afraid to vote any other way but the way that we say vote. because we're united together. And that's what we try to do on this prayer line here, on this blog line, to praise God together and be united together in prayer. Amen. I don't want to offend anybody. I hope I haven't offended you, because ain't nobody mad but the devil. But I'm saying to you that if we come together in prayer, if we come together to praise the Lord, yeah, no weapon formed against us can really prosper. Yeah. I'm calling you together. I'm calling you to make a spiritual sacrifice on September the 17th. I want you to come to Kansas City and help us praise God and help us pray together. September 17th is a Thursday night. If you want to stay over the weekend and be at Amazing Grace, oh my God, you'll never be so blessed. Amen. No more blessing you can be by staying over at Amazing Grace. The 17th of September, I'm calling you here. And then while I'm thinking about it, I'm asking everybody to do two things here for us. On August the 13th, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to go out of town anywhere or do anything, except I want you to use your mouth and get the word out for me. We are celebrating our 13th anniversary. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. We're celebrating on the 13th, on August 13th, because that will commemorate 2 years of the blog line, 2 years, on the 13th of August. And I want you to help me celebrate, if you would. We've been on here every night. We've been setting up individually at least 1,000 thank yous or more, everybody. But collectively, together, all over in Europe and Africa and India and Venezuela and Germany and Poland and Russia and all over America, together we have set up at the least 1 billion praises a night. How do you figure that, Dr. Johnson? Well, did you know that 1 million people sending up 1,000 thank yous, taking 20 minutes to give God 1,000 thank yous, is 1 billion thank yous? That's 1 billion praises. How many listeners do we have on this blog line? Did you hear a while ago? This is not our figures. This is the figures from the blog line. They said there are 100 million listeners. I just took the bottom figure, 1 million. Not 100 million, but 1 million. And I think we have many more than that. But if we take 1 million who took time to thank God 1,000 times, oh God, yeah, forgive us, Lord. But if we took 1 million who did that, oh my God, we will have sent up 1 million praises tonight. Many more than that. I'll take the bottom line, because I want you to believe what we're saying. And I know if it gets too big, you may not believe it. No derogative meant, but I'm just trying to get you to believe it. We send up at least 1 billion praises a night worldwide. And now, how many nights are in a year? Somewhere around 353 nights. That's 353 billion praises in a year. And 2 years times two, 353 times two, is over 700 billion praises that we set up on this blog line. And I just want you to help get the word out. If somebody had shot somebody and killed somebody, you'd be calling everywhere talking about, did you hear, did you hear? When you're going to start sending up some good things, some good praises for the Lord? And I know you do, but you understand what I'm saying. But if you would help us get the word out that over 700 billion praises, over 700 billion praises, probably double that, but I'm just going to take the bottom figure so you can believe it. Over 700 billion praises have been offered up to the Lord on this blog line. Amen. So if you get that good word out, we'd appreciate it. Second thing I'm going to ask you to do, we'll try our best to prepare for what God is getting ready to bring past, and that is he's going to start filling stadiums in the name of Jesus, of people who are coming together just to praise the Lord and just to pray together. And I'm going to ask every one of you under the sound of my voice, if you would, send me $1. And you can send more if you want to, but I'm just asking you for one green dollar, if you can send just a dollar. This will help us in doing the will of the Lord and sponsor these big, huge stadiums and things like that. Send me a dollar. I didn't ask you for a whole lot, but I'm going to bless that dollar you send like it's $1,000,000 and ask God to bountifully return it back to you, not as a plant, but as a tall tree that has limbs that stretch in the sky so high that you cannot even see the ends of your blessings. Again, I'm asking you to send me a dollar. Let me give you the address. Please do this. P.O. Box 26593. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the anointing. Maybe God's going to let me ask a blessing for you. But P.O. Box 26593. That's Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. That's Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas. Kansas is a state. The zip code is 66225. Send me a dollar if you will. If you want to send more, send more. But at least send me a dollar. That's all I'm asking you for is $1. Amen. And thank those who God moves on to do more, but thank you for a dollar. I appreciate it. You can do it. Take time to do it. If you would, send it to P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. God bless you. We love you and we thank you. And I want you to know I'm getting ready to pray for you, but I want you to make a request unto the Lord. And when you make it, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to lead God with you. And I believe he's going to do it. Amen. Get ready to do it. Whatever your heart's desire is, get ready to ask God for it and make your request known unto the Lord. Oh, I feel the anointing. Oh, God. Here's some music. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ask God for your request. I'll be right back. Thank you. On you. Heavenly Father, look on my brother and my sister, all of my brothers and sisters. Grant unto them a special request. They thank you for it. Oh God, we believe you. We thank you for it. We praise you. We appreciate you. We love you. We give you all the glory, all the adoration, all the praise. Everything belongs to you, Lord. All the praise belongs to you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my God. Thank all of you on the line. We've opened the line that you might join us, just a few of us. We can't open the line to all the millions. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. I have to thank you. Lord, we thank you for these professors.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
We're out of time. It just passes so quickly. Amen. But shut up. The anointing on the guys on the line. My. Well, we thank him out. Amen. Thank him out. Shut up there. God is healing anything.
Thank you,
thank you. Oh God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate everything that you've done.
Thank you.
Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I hope I didn't hinder anybody from giving a praise report. If you have planned to give one, we certainly want to receive it. Is there anybody who had something you wanted to say, give a praise report, or you want to have a word to say? Thank you. I know the anointing is moving like this. Thank God. Anybody? All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
Let's just pray the name. Thank you. God bless you, Richard. Somebody's lines open. We hear you talking. Amen. Amen. Let's just go back into praise, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're so wondrous. You're so amazing. So astounding. We just praise you. All right. Amen. We are over time here. I want to let you have some family time. Thank you for helping us thank God 1,000 times. People around the world are learning how to thank God 1,000 times.
Thank you.
Amen. It doesn't take about 20 minutes to thank him 1,000, 15 sometimes. for 20 years of max. Thank him 1,000 times. All right. God bless all of you. And we love you tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well,
amen.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless
everybody.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, everybody. God bless you, Chief Ambassador.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. God bless all of you. And we miss you to your family time. Amen. And don't forget my request to you. Get the word out about our anniversary for this blog now in 2 years on August the 13th. And secondly, if you would, send us a dollar, if you would. You desire to send more, fine. We love it. But at least send us a dollar. P.O. Box 26. $1. P.O. Box 26593. Overland Park, Kansas. All right, have a wonderful night. Bless you.
He had tubes all in his nose, needles in his arms, almost on life support. And I joined hands with that wife and the family and prayed, and we believed God for a miracle. I left the hospital, went back home, called the hospital again and again and again, checking on him. And then on the third day, somebody said the third day. When I went back to the hospital, he was sitting up in the chair eating a meal, praising God. He came to church 2 Sundays later and walked down the aisle and got the mic and said, when they start shooting, I jumped out of the car because I instantly wanted to get away. And somebody said, we got the wrong man. He said, if I hadn't had my hand in the hand of Jesus, I wouldn't have made it. I'm just wondering, is there anybody in this house here who can testify that you had your hand and you have your hand now in the hand of the Master? God told me to get some witnesses here tonight. If you know that you couldn't have made it without the Lord, I want to ask you to be bold. Get up out of your seat and go tell three people, I made it.
Bless the Lord. Y'all have a wonderful night.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night to you.